Jayadev was fearing to write that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Radhika, his power, like servant, like wife, beloved. In Indian Vedic culture, any husband should not keep his head on the feet of his wife. But Krishna broke this etiquette. She was so much controlled by Radhika's love and affection that he broke all the etiquettes of Ved Upanishad. He kept his head, his flute, even his peacock feather on the lotus feet of Radhika. Oh, I'm taking my ears.
Wow. Taking vow, cajoled by ear.
That in future I will not make any offense like this. Krishna has not made any offense. But he still
is admitting
that I have offended you. He has not done any offense, but he still to make please. He is telling like this, being Supreme Personality of God. And then he is telling that, oh, I am keeping my head. Why? Please be merciful to me. Even in one drop of your mercy should come to me. Otherwise, I will burn in separation fire. Anyone cannot save me. So please be merciful to me. And you sprinkle your mercy, one drop of your mercy. Otherwise, I will die. I will die. Then, anyhow, Srimati Radhika was
pacified.
Oh, you should promise that in future I will not do like this. Krishna. Oh, promised, but next day again, what?
Forget
he forget his promise. And he went with Chandravali. Again he apologized. Again he went with Chitra and others, ordering these offenses. And that is why he went to Dwarka, there, I will not make offense. But what Radhika was weeping, we will lament him for. Oh, very high things, you cannot imagine all these things. Do pranam to all these high class of parshvas and weep for Radhika mercy. Tavai vashmi, tavai vashmi, najimami tvayabina, iti pigyam, natvang naimam acharya. I am
yours.
If you are not merciful to me, I will give up my life. Please enlist my name in the last of the list that I am your servant. Like this. So, this is the highest gain in whole universe or even in Vrindavan. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. You should both come.
Purachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo. In this world, there are two kinds of human beings. Those who are those who don't know who is God, who am I, always in sense gratifications and thinking that I am this physical body. They are also of two kinds, some animals and some demons. Demons always against devotion, and animals not against, not favorable, always engaged in their sense gratifications. Nothing to know, like animals, always in sense gratifications. Though their shape is human, but dharme nahina pasubhishmana. And in animals, not cows, not others, what?
Camel,
peahogs, peahogs, seahogs, dogs, camels, and most ignorant animal, always in sense gratification, like donkeys. So those who are not demon, but even like donkeys, those who don't do bhajan are like very ignorant donkeys, beaten by the behind legs of she donkeys and taking all the burden of what?
Washerman.
Very foolish. So those who are not doing bhajan, they are in this category, even they are human form. Those who are some favorable of devotion, tatparadi. Oh, there are also of two kinds. Something doing, but they don't follow process and etiquette and rule and regulations of devotees or devotion. They are in big number. And real devotees, very less, small number. In a small number, devotees, even, or so many kinds. They are initiated, but not properly. What is that? Not properly, they are initiated by fallen any devotees. Those who are not qualified, cool guru, third class bogus, false having ego of being guru, the number is more. This type of devotees, more number. And those who are initiated by qualified devotees, really they have been initiated, but not properly they have taken. Not by Vidvat Drudi. They are initiated. He thinks that, oh, my first sacrifice has been done and my Gurudev has given sacred thread also, Jagyapavi, and ladies that, oh, Gurudev has given me 9 months short, so many. big, big tilak, kanthi mala is there, but no diksha. No dibhagyan. And no going off all these unfavorable and sinful activities. Oh, they are in more number than real devotees. Oh, we are like in this category. Some are maybe out of this above. But more number is of these classes. No so thick relation with Krishna. No tattva gyan of Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva. Who am I? Who is Krishna? Oh, what is the tattva of Krishna? Devotion tattva, rasa tattva. They don't know anything. Only they sit, do like this, but what they are doing, they themselves not knowing. Or they can remember some months, and they are doing Aṁ Gurave Nama, and their mind where? And after 10 minutes, oh, what I am doing? Either sleeping or thinking of another thing. And then coming mind. And then, oh, cling chaitanyaya, and the mind was absent. After half an hour, oh, what I am doing? Like this, struggling. Their number also is more. Perhaps we may be in this category. But when worldly any affair comes, job or anything, oh, they are very cautious, no? Very careful. Then their mind is there, always, in computer, here, there. But they cannot give their energy in these things. Guru mantra, mantra, Hare Krishna, oh, they cannot give. Especially any devotees comes, they are inspired somewhat, and after that, nothing is there. Their number is more also than real devotees. Those who are above this, oh, there is something lacking. What? They cannot follow Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishununa Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. They cannot do. Even they cannot follow, they are not following the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrit. Bacho begam, manasah krodha begam, jihva udro pastha begam, etan beganna vishahet dhira sarvam apmam prathvishas. I think that so many devotees, they don't know what is this. They never care for all these things. Then what kind of devotees you can imagine? Sanatana Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi, he shot towards Sanatana Goswami and told that you should be Bhadra. Understand? You should be Bhadra means?
Gentle one, by dress.
He has at that time very long, long beard. So much hair and very dirty clothes. He was looking as street beggars of Muslims. as if he was going to Makkah, Medina. Allah Khuda, like this doing. Mahaprabhu ordered, and what he did, at once went to Ganges. And what he did? Shaved all, put tilak, and became Vaishnava. We can see here also, there may be so many, not beard, not all shaved and tilak. Even we can see that, oh, only one tulsi bead is, neck bead is there, only one. And even not, it is touching to
neck,
or it may be here. What is this? It means that they have no interest in all these things. Why? Why? But yet coming to classes, some attraction is there. But they don't want to follow all these things. Even in military, they have some
rule and
etiquettes. They will have to take garments in military
uniform.
They must, otherwise why? Or they will be punished at once. Punished. 2 miles running with so much heavy guns and so much boot and having some stones here. Quick march, double march. And if you are not, I'm giving like this. Then they will be in
discipline.
So there is also some Vaishnava discipline. If he cannot obey, follow the Vaishnava etiquette and all these things, how we can have also high class of Brajaprema? Brajaprema is not so easy. But we tell, oh, only one name will do. And he chanting so many, but nothing. So you'll have to follow all these things. Vaishnava etiquette first. Those very easily we can do. If we see Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all other Paramahansa even, Rupa Goswami more than Paramahansa, but they follow the etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. Why we should not do? Only taking mala here will not do. First etiquette, Vaishnava Sadachar. Vaishnava Sadachar, you know, or Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami and others, Sanatana Goswami, they have formed some rules and regulations for those who are not actually following for them. Why jail has been done? Why? The persons are not actually following the rules and regulations, and they are causing so much problems for the humans. For them, jail is there. So, we have no test. How this test will come? If you follow the rule and regulations of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should follow. Then test will come. And if you are neglecting everything, not Vaishnava etiquetting, you are falling. How you can hope of Brajaprem? Oh, you will have to be punished. And then, if you are following the etiquette for them, no. Bacho vega, manasah krodh vegam, jihva ubadro past vegam, etan vegan, na Vishahet Adhira Sarvam Apimang Prathvishar. We should know all these things. If you want to be mastered in anything, you will have to follow some rule regulations. Daily reading or completing the task given by your professor or teachers. Daily attendance, not only attendance, fully, carefully studying and hearing very carefully all these things and following. So we should also try to do. Bacho begam. Controlling of your tongue. Oh, this is very of what? Uncontrolled, this tongue. It has no backbone. You know? You can go where? This side, this side, this side, this side. Or lamba, it can go long. It can be short. But it has no bone. Uncontrolled, anyone can control. It may be that air can be controlled, but very hard to control. Or this. And this makes all kinds of
problems.
Draupadi, a very high class of devotee lady, always following all rule and regulations, even controlling herself and her husbands. But he told, the son of blind is also blind.
Blind father, blind son.
And thus Duryodhan became very angry. Only this word, the father,
like father, blind,
blind son. And this caused the whole Mahabharata Yuddha. And lakhs persons were killed. Also, Sita Devi, the wife of Ramchandra, Lakshmi, he could not control his tongue. He told to Lakshman something. And for this whole Ramayana was done. So try to control your tongues. Don't quarrel with your wives and husbands. Your son and daughters and other devotees. If you want to be peaceful and to do bhajan, first control this. I am seeing that so many problems coming from only due to uncontrolled tongue. From today you should promise that I will control, I will not quarrel from my husbands or from my wife, from my children, and from my Gurudev and all other devotees. Control. If this is controlled, then anger will be controlled. And if it is not controlled, you cannot control your anger. Tongue has also a very what function? What? Very tasteful things she wants to taste. If you are not controlling, then what happened? Or more lust will come. Your stomach will be destroyed. And very soon you will be old. And you cannot do anything. So this Shadbeg and this six kinds of begs you should control. And to controlling this, next verse has Rupa Goswami told, Atyahara Prashascha Prajalponi Magra Jana Sangascha Laulancha Shadbari Bhakti Vinashiti. Don't talk very loaded meal. You should not engage your these five senses so much. Otherwise it will also be atyahar. What I told?
Srila Gurudev is explaining that the fault of overeating is not only the fault of the tongue. Srila Gurudev is explaining that the fault of overeating is not only the fault of the tongue, but rather all five senses can be guilty of overeating. If the eyes are wandering here and there and looking towards material sense objects.
Like I am seeing, I saw that very beautiful lady, teeny as it. And then by chance my eyes went there, but take it and make it towards Krishna or the Vigrahas, to Vaishnavas, but you are not controlling. If you are looking, attachment will come and you will be what? Das of that lady. You cannot control. For all senses, it has been told. So try to control. Atyahar prayas. Or don't try to be more astrologer. Or reading all other things than bhakti books. Or here seeing, this is what? Rekha?
Lifeline.
And this is? Money line, this is his son and daughter's line, and this is what? Don't go. Always try to engage your all senses in Krishna bhakti. You can engage your senses, all kinds of senses. In what? How we can develop our Krishna consciousness? How we can please our Gurudev? Only this will do. If you are not, you have not studied in school, college, no harm. Only chanting, remembering and serving of Gurudev, obeying Gurudev, you will be happy. There are so many examples. Haridas Thakur, not only Haridas Thakur, so many. You cannot be happy by all these things. So you should not go towards that. Don't try to be expert in worldly things or try to be expert in Krishna bhakti. Try to develop your pure name. All these things. Atyahar, prayas, prajalpa. Don't do prajalpa. What is prajalpa? If you are speaking about Krishna, Krishna bhakti, okay. Only if you are criticizing Kansa or Jarasandha, it will not do. What will you have to do? Give up all these things. Only glorify Nand, Yashoda, Gopi, Gopgan, Krishna, all the devotees. Better to do this. Be far away from all these things. Don't care for your life maintaining so much. Something you can do when you are low class of devotee. But when you will be more matured, then nothing. Nothing. Very easily it will come. So don't talk silly things. which is favorable for bhakti, you can only. Prayasya, prayajalpa, niyamagraha. Oh, you should try to follow. Oh, I must chant. How much? 1 lakh. If I cannot do, then 50,000. If you cannot do 50, then at least
25.
At least 32, not less than that. And if you cannot do, oh, then anyhow, 25,000. And if you cannot do, you should go to ocean. And what? Jump at once. If in other life you can chant, and if you cannot chant more than this, oh, you should certainly go to Pacific Ocean or Atlantic or very near. English Channel or here, very Irish Channel is here. Very, you can do, no harm. If you want to be devoted, then prajalpo niyamagraha. So you should try to do, follow all the niyams, regulations. But you should have to also see that, oh, you are chanting. And in the meantime, your Gurudev or high class of devotees coming. And he is preaching something. Then what should I do? Should I try to
continue my
chanting and to make full sankhya, complete my rounds? Or I should go and attend my Gurudev serving and hearing? What should I do? Oh, hearing. By hearing, your name will be very high class and you can complete also many, many rounds you can. So don't be like niyamagraha. What is this niyamagraha? You should tell. Two kinds of.
Yes, Niyamagraha means to not follow the rules and regulations. This point is very clear. But the second meaning of this word is Niyamagraha, to excessively follow the rules and regulations in such a way that this excessive following does not actually enhance your bhakti, but rather becomes an impediment to bhakti.
If you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, and you want a taste in name, hearing pastimes of Krishna should come, then you must follow third, utsahat, nishya, dharya, tat-tat karma pravartana. Oh, any kinds of problem came and we became hopeless. I'm chanting name, but, oh, I'm chanting more than 16 rounds, and even so many problems coming, then I should give up. Don't do like this. Utsahat. Utsahat means with? Always doing. Then your more than 1 lakh naam will be completed. Utsahat. Nishchaya. Firm belief that I will have, now or then, Krishna praying. Must I have, I will do. This dhirata, this strongness, determination. Utsahat nishyat dharyat tattat karma pravartanat. Always shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam, especially Sadhu Sangnam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Bhash Sardhaya. Always doing all these things. If you want Krishna Prem, try to do, finish all these things, and then we should try to maintain our life, something doing. name will arrange everything for you. Totsahat, nishyat, dharijat, tattat, karma, pravartana, sangha, tyaga. Don't associate with bad element person. He may be father, he may be husband, even guru, you should give up that kind of guru. What to tell husband and children and others? If you want to have Krishna prem, Krishna can save you. His husband of husband of husband of husband, beloved of beloved, Krishna. Eternal. And these husbands, cheaters. These wives, cheaters. They cannot save. Never they can. Only you are very beautiful, or you are very lovely to your husband. And if you have some, a little desire to be with any boyfriend, or your husband will give up you. If you are now ugly anyhow, having 2-3 children, oh, he will reject you, he will go to new one. And same is with the husbands. Same problem everywhere. So try to develop your Krishna prem. Utsahat, nishyat, dharyat. So give up all the bad association. If he is guru even, give up. If father, mother, husband, oh, give up. Wife, cut up. There are so many examples, you know. Oh, all epics are full of all these evidences. So try to be, if you want to have Krishna prem. And sangha tyagat sato vritti. Always try to follow the rules and regulation and etiquette of Vaishnava sadachar. Always. Oh, it is not good that, oh, we are devotee. How we can bake? I should make a factory. Oh, various things will be, varieties will be produced there, and we will easily can sell and do Hari Bhajan, not to go bake. But you will have to give more energy than begging there. Oh, all varieties cannot be produced by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Never. Your whole energy will go there. So follow the etiquettes, how our Goswamis, how our others, devotees, even Grihastha, they have maintained their life in same. Jadati pratigrahnati gujyam makhyati. Oh, always be with, always with Vaishnavas. Always. Try to honor them, respect them according to their stages. Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam. If you have no taste, what should you do? Oh, again, again, chanting, chanting. This is the medicine, this is the
diet.
Diet, everything. Don't criticize any Vaishnav. Never, never. Other big offense will be done and your bhakti will be uprooted. Don't offense. And then in the last, tannam rupa charitadi sukrittananu krameena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan praje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nae dakhilam ityupadesha saram. At once quickly do. Be in Vrindavan. Always in the guidance of Rashik and Tattagya Vaishnava, Guru. What doing? By ton, always chanting. Oh, He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute. Radha Raman, Rash Bihari, Radha Kanta, like this now. Always chanting. Om. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, oh, highest class of Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, every name is there. All kinds of rush are there. Now we are not understanding, but one day if you will be high class of Vaishnava, then you can realize. So So try to know all these things. So you should chant. What name? Oh, most beautiful and high class of name. Radha, Raman, Rash Bihari, all these names. And be in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rashik Vaishnava. And by chanting and by mind what? Oh, remembering what thing? The sweet past I suffer, Radha Damodar, Radha Rash Bihari, Radha Raman, and all other things. This is the essence of all. But you will have to come and follow Raghunath Das Goswami Manas Shikha. At least first sloka. Very important. If you are initiated by Diksha, you should do. Don't अपने हरिनाम को जो गुरुजी ने दिया है दीक्षा मंत्र डोंट नेग्लेक्ट द सिस्टम व्हाट योर गुरुदेव हैज गिवन फॉर चैंटिंग गायत्री मंत्र रिमेंबरिंग योर वर्शिपफुल डिटी ऑफ दैट मंत्र सरेंडरिंग praying, Atmanivedan, do all mantras, Gayatri mantras, and chant in high class, one-pointed. We have not come to this world only to manage. Oh, if you are managing your preaching center, it is not enough. Why to manage? If these are not done, no need of any center. If always quarreling, not obeying, we cannot chant, remember our Gayatri mantras. Oh, always engaging, doing this building, here, there. Why? If you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness, preaching center ought to help others and to help us. But if you are not helping yourself, so many problems, you should give fire in that preaching center at once. No need of preaching centers. Don't make schools, children's schools. You should give fire in that schools and colleges. Now you are seeing very great problem. The children have filed some suit against those who manage these schools. For betterment of children they did, and what became? Opposite. So why to do? So anyhow, you should try to manage your life limit. And try to always to develop your Krishna consciousness. Don't make Gita Sansar. I have deities, I cannot maintain, manage. Who will look after my my deities? Because I have no time so much to chant and to do all these things. Who will change the clothes? Who will do 3 times, 4 times arati, who will cook for deities. So a beautiful wife should be, or any husband. And then what became? Always problems, quarreling here, there. Then, what is the need? So you should try to follow all these things. Be in Vrindavan. Oh Gurudev, I cannot be in Vrindavan. Why? Do you want Krishna Prem? Why you cannot go? What is the problem? Give up all these things and go to Vrindavan. Why you cannot go? Oh, for your sense gratification, like Ramachandra Prabhu is sleeping. No need of hearing. or don't sit like this and all. I will stand up like school and colleges if I will see. Who are sleeping more? Shyamrani, Shyamla is sleeping? You are sleeping? If you are want to sleep, I will bring pillows. So you should try to follow all these things. Show these things. Come to then here. To Raghunath Das Goswami Manasikha. At least first slokas you should try to obey and follow. What is that? Guru Goste Gosthale Su Sujane Bhusur Ganesh Swamantresi Namni Brajvadanda Sarane Sadahitva. Oh, my uncontrolled mind. Oh, you are very merry, near and dear. Try to obey me. Listen me. Oh, my friend mind. What do? To do, you should try to remember first sloka even. Always you should have rati. Rati means not only shraddha, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati. That class of rati. Your rati should not be divided into fractions. Oh, some for child, oh, new child has come. Always. And then, sleep. Yes, always. Oh, you should not divide your that rati in wives and husbands. You should not divide this rati anywhere in this world. Akhanda rati to where? To guru. Why guru? Because real guru can give you taste and Krishna prem very easily. So those who are favorable for Krishna prem, you should have rati to them. And they are called Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. If you are in Vrindavan, the places of Krishna pastimes are called what? Ghost. You should have so much honor. You can go and rolling down, weeping. Oh, dust of Vrindavan, you are transcendental. Be pleased with me. Be merciful to thee. In this way. Sometimes Nandgaon, sometimes Barsana, sometimes here, there. Or especially to Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. Weeping, Girraj Govardhan, Yamuna. Always do. And those who were there and who are there. Who were there? Krishna and his always mother, father, Nanda, Yashoda, Gopi, Gop, cows, peacocks, and all. You should try to honor them. And more, now Rupa Sanatan, they were living. And now our Guru Varsa are there, some. They are Goshtha Ale Yesu. And then anyone there, Brahmins, or any Sampradayik Vaishnava, you should have Rati to them. And then to other Sampradayik Vaishnava also, Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu, and others. Give proper respect to them. And then oh, daily, you have so much respect for mantra Guru has given. Guru mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, Pancha Tattva Mahamantra. Daily. If some time is there, then you can take your meal. Guru Maharaj, he neglected his taking bath, changing of clothes so much time. nothing. He had no time for all these things. After 1 month, he used to take one lota of water and he used to give it where? Behind. Only touching his sikha, not anybody, body. He had no time at all. Srila Prabhupada like this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. They have no time to daily save, to daily take. So we should follow them. Always remember, with one mind, one pointed being, all these Gayatris. And then Mahamantra, very carefully. Don't be in hurry when you are chanting Gayatri, then you are looking towards sons, daughters, here, there. Oh, my wife or husband will go to office, so I should do quickly. Oh, to proper worship deities, it will take 1 hour. But now I want to go office. Oh, I want to go to my university. And thus, very quickly we should do chaturoti pat. You know this? They understand all. So bhakti is not like this. So have so much rati for these things. If you are initiated properly, you should try to do without what? Default, also not so hurry, in hurry. Very patiently, no vyagrata. Oh, I will have to do this, that. Don't do like this. Oh, be patient. And if you cannot, then you can do like this. Indian Vedic rishis have discovered all these things. Pranayama for this, to make mind control. And then, especially to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And having rati to Radha Krishna conjugal in the last result of all. And if it is not done, then why our life? Narottam keno na mariya gelo? Why Narottam is not dying? Narottam wants to die, but he cannot. Oh, Narottam is lamenting for this. I want to die because I cannot do. Oh, he can do and he is doing, but he is weeping for us. To try to realize all these things. This is the essence of all the teachings. From today, you should try to do, if you want to love Krishna, to love and serve Radha Krishna conjugal, Mahaprabhu, there is no way. Today or after some day, you will have to follow, if you want. And if you are not following, then I have not told, but Shastra has told that you are human body, but you are only donkey. Gaur Premanande. Don't destroy your time in sense gratification and only in what? World, your engaging in sense gratification. Never you can be. Happy, never. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare
Hare. Or you can do yourself. No, no, he.
Hare
Krishna.